This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The most beloved places on this planet to him are the masajid. The masajid are places, these buildings, they might be made out of concrete and steel and carpet, but these places have been designated as a place that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for His worship alone. That is the reason we establish the masajid. We establish places on earth. We choose spots on earth. We do. We choose spots on earth to build these buildings that then become the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet. Why? Because this is a place that has been dedicated for nothing other than the worship of Allah. This place has been dedicated to nothing other than the proclamation of the Tawheed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves these places. If we look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made his hijrah from Mecca to Medina, upon entering the city of Medina, well actually first when he stopped in Quba for a rest, he established a masjid. And that masjid still stands till today. And it is actually considered an act of ibadah to travel to Masjid Quba and pray two rakah. Then when he entered into Medina, he was not even concerned about his own home. He wasn't even concerned about where he would put his head that night. His first concern was, wherever my camel stops, this is where we will establish the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the priority. Why? Because that is our priority, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind in jinn but to worship me. These houses are dedicated for that purpose. We know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that the entire earth is a masjid, except for the places that are forbidden to pray, like the bathroom, graveyards, etc. He said also, do not make your homes like graveyards, meaning pray in them, but the masajid are special. Because when you build a building like this, and you buy a ground and dedicate it as a masjid, it becomes a waqf for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not owned by anyone. Yes, there are trustees, there are board members, but this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Allah. And therefore, we must honor and dignify it as such. Also, the importance we see when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the Day of Judgment, there would be seven categories of people who will be given shade under the throne of Allah on a day which there is no other shade. One of those categories of people is a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Someone whose heart, when they leave this place, they miss it. When they leave this place, they miss it. They miss the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped. They miss the house of Allah. And many of you know this feeling. Sometimes I come here and there's no one here. And I'll sit in the corner and just the tranquility, the sakina that you find in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've been blessed by Allah to visit the houses of Allah all over this world, all over the earth. And they all have that same tranquil feeling to them because they are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone whose heart is attached to that means their heart is attached to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Part of the concept in Islam of al-wala and al-bara, meaning that we should love for the sake of Allah and love what Allah loves, and we should hate for the sake of Allah and hate that which Allah hates, then that mandates that we have love for these places. We have love for the believers, we have love for the Prophet, etc. But specifically, we have today the topic, we have love for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of effort and work goes in to making these places. And yes, there are parts behind the scenes that we have to do to make them function. But at the end of the day, we do that because this is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a trust that this place has been able to be built. It is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this place was able to be established. And we are to love it, the most beloved places to Allah. You can say right now, you're a person as a believer who can stand in this building, sit in this building and say, I know without a doubt I am sitting on a spot on this earth that is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a place where I can come and I can put my head on the ground and no one can hear me. The whispers of my dua, but they reach above the seven heavens to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of the masajid, and we should have them everywhere we can put them. But in order to do that, we have to support them. We have to continue to support them. So make sure you have love for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you go. Attach yourself to the masjid. Not only will you be attaching yourself to something which Allah loves, but you will be gaining yourself part of the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of judgment, in which there will be no other shade. أَقُولِ قَوْدَ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ غَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن ولا إلي يوم الدين. One other thing about the masajid is that I've said this for as long as I can remember. The masajid should be beacons of light. The masajid should be beacons of light to the world that is around them. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established the masjid in his city in Medina, Madinatul Nabi, it became a beacon of light and hope for the rest of the world. It is from that one spot where every time I visited Medina, I've thought about this. Every time I visited Medina and been to the old part of the masjid, which you guys know what the old part is. You look at the pillars, you'll be able to tell which is the newer part, the Ottoman part, and the older parts. When you stand in the part of the masjid that you know was the masjid at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to think from this very spot, not only did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walk his own feet, but from this very spot, Islam spread to the rest of the world. It is from this spot, the first time I ever stood there, I could not contain myself to think that because of this spot on earth, Islam made its way all the way to South Carolina 1400 years later and made it to me because of this spot. This is what the masajid should be. The masajid should be beacons of light and hope. We need to make them as such. I love the way that this one's designed with windows everywhere so you can see what's going on in here. Because the one in my hometown had no windows. There were windows across the top. And I literally had no idea what was going on inside until I became brave enough to go in. And if you know my story and know my story about how I came to Islam, I actually thought they were going to kill me the day that I went into the masjid for the very first time. And a lot of people have these opinions. They're scared to death to come into this building. That should not be the case. The masjid should be a place of safety and security for anyone. For anyone. Because this is a sacred place. This is a place beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make this a beacon of light for the city of Plano and this area that surrounds it. The people that come here should leave as beacons of light into the world which they are going back into. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in his masjid. He cultivated the sahaba. He cultivated their akhlaq. He cultivated their personality. He cultivated their belief system. And then sent them out into the world to share that which had been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a springboard for the rest of the world to know the beauty of this deen that we, most of you grew up with. Most of you grew up with this beauty. Most of you grew up with this treasure being taught as a child. Your parents, your grandparents, great-grandparents were all Muslims. And then you have people like me who only discovered this treasure later on in life. You have people out there that have no idea the treasure that you hold. If they did, they would fight you over it. Wallahi. If they could see the beauty of Islam, if they could see the beauty of Islam that we see, if they could see the beauty of Islam that I see, knowing what it's like to be on the other side, they would fight you for it. Wallahi, they would. There is no peace that can come like the peace that comes from al-Islam. None. I've always said that trying to fill your life with things other than Islam in an attempt to find peace is like trying to fill the ocean with sand. You will never be able to accomplish it in a lifetime. You might displace a little bit of the water to another place. And this is what happens. They displace their hurt. They displace their pain. They displace their sadness to another place, to another time. But it catches up with them. That hole is a fitrah. And it can only be filled by the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. It can only be fulfilled by acknowledging that you are a creation of Allah, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the purpose of this building. to let all of you understand that concept as Muslims, and then to make sure the rest of the world understands that concept as a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is no difference between you and everyone else, except you know and they don't know. You know and they don't know. And Allah says that are those who know like those who do not know? No, of course they're not. But that is the only difference. With one fleeting moment in time, they can become just like you, better than you even, if they only knew and they only understood. That's our job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending any angels to give these people a message. Allah is not riding in the clouds. He's not sending another prophet. He's not going to speak to mankind and tell them that He is their Lord and they should worship Him. Why? Because He's already done it, and it's in this book that we have. That job has been relegated. We have been given a huge test. I think this ummah has been given a test like no other ummah that's ever came before it. Yes, many ummahs were tested. Many. They went through a lot of difficulty. The ummah of Musa went through difficulty. The ummah of Isa, they went through a lot of difficulty. But that was a difficulty of oppression. We've been tested with the difficulty of ease. We've been tested with the difficulty of ease. Allah has allowed us to live a relatively easy life compared to a lot of the world, and been given us the most beautiful guidance that He has ever given to mankind. And He's wondering, what are we going to do with it? He's watching. He's watching and waiting. And on the day of judgment, we will answer for what we did or did not do with this message. This masjid is going to, insha'Allah ta'ala, be a beacon of da'wah and hope for the community. A beacon of da'wah and a beacon of hope for the youth. Because the youth are the future. The youth are the future. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood this. He put youth in positions of leadership. He put youth in positions of authority. Because he understood that if we do not have a strong generation of youth, then there is no Islam after us. There is no Islam after us. You cannot keep importing Islam but for so long until our youth will have to take over. And if they're not ready, then I am very worried about the future. And when I look at the youth of today, I am worried. I am worried. But we can make a difference. We can make a difference, inshaAllah. Remember, this house is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the most beloved places on the entire planet Earth. You're standing in it right now. So make sure that you make dua for the success of this masjid, for the success of all the masajid around the world. Make sure you support it. Make sure you give it its importance. Make sure you come and volunteer when you can. Make sure you come and clean up things when you can. Make sure you treat this like it deserves to be treated, as Baytullah. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make this a beacon of hope to the world. May Allah make this a beacon of hope to Plano. May Allah make this masjid a beacon of hope to Dallas. May Allah make this a beacon of hope to America and a home for our youth, insha'Allah ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbi ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala qawmil kafirin. اللهم انصر إسلام المسلمين اللهم انصر وإز إسلام المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إسلام المسلمين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين وذرة الشرك والمشركين سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سواء اعتدلوا صفوفكم تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.